Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
A week from today, it is the Community Give, and that is our focus this morning. The Community Foundation of the Rappahannock River Region has been, the last couple of years, coordinating the Community Give, and we are at that time again. Terry McNally here, the Executive Director, and Lisa Beaver here, the Director of Donor Services. Good morning to both of you. Here we go.
Good morning, Ted. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
The Community Give last year was a big success. Let's talk and give people a little bit of background about the Community Give, and Lisa, what it is and how it came about in this area last year.
Okay, I'd love to tell you. It's a 24-hour online day of giving. And so the Community Foundation, our mission is about building philanthropy in the region. So we thought, we had seen other community foundations do this kind of event in other communities, and we thought we have to have this here. So we invite nonprofits from all around the region to sign up and be part of it. And then we open this online giving platform, a website. It's www.thecommunitygive.org, and donors anywhere and everywhere can come to that website on this single day, May 5th, and make a gift. And last year, it was our first year doing it, and it was just stunning what happened in one day in this community. We are truly a generous community, and it was a delight to be part of it.
The numbers last year, how much money came in?
Well, we had $100,000 in prizes last year, and we have $100,000 in prizes again this year. We had over $400,000 in gifts that came in during the event, so the total was $544,581 in 24 hours. And we had almost 5,000, 4,877 gifts were made from all around the region.
I remember a year ago, right around this time, you both came in, and it hadn't been done here before. So there was, Terry, the question of, how's this region going to respond?
There was a lot of education around not only the nonprofits, but our community about what is this, why should you do it, how easy is this. And really, one of our main focuses is training nonprofits on social media, because we feel that that is the direction that most of our donations are going. You can see people are shopping mostly online now. Now they're giving online. And so in order for the nonprofits locally to capture those dollars, they needed some training. We all need training around that and how to do it better and how to tell our stories. And so we have focused the last 2 years on being able to help nonprofits tell their stories either through a video, through photos, through stories. It's really been an amazing journey for us.
Have you found, because I know, Lisa, I've heard some of your presentations in the community, and one of the things you talk about is, if you're not involved with social media, or if you're not involved with having people be able to donate online, you need to at least be moving in that direction.
I definitely think that's right. It's not if you think of all the giving that happens in the United States or in the world, all the giving that happens, it's not, online giving isn't a huge piece of that pie, but it's definitely the fastest growing piece of that pie. And I really think, you know, as younger generations who have done all their shopping on Amazon and, you know, everyone, you know, we're just moving in that direction. And national nonprofits, huge multinational nonprofits, they have this capacity, they have this advantage to be out there on the internet and collecting funds. And we want our local nonprofits to have that same advantage. We don't want all the money, all the charitable dollars getting siphoned out of our community. We want that impact right here. So we want to equip our local nonprofits to take advantage of those dollars and get them here in our community doing good things.
I know anytime I hear a nonprofit, and even if you think, well, that's a good cause, and then you find out the way that you need to get a hold of them to get information or to send them something is, you know, here's a number to call or here's an address. Mm-hmm. And even myself, I just think that's too much work.
Well, we've discovered the convenience and ease of making things happen quickly. And once donors have decided they want to give, they want an easy path to that giving. And this is really helping the nonprofits understand how to attract donors through online and how to direct donors to their site.
Well, and that's where the community give has just really been. You're helping people kind of think in this direction.
I hope so. I do hope so. And I think it's a great advantage for nonprofits because we don't want donor dollars going to stamps and envelopes when we could be spending it on our mission. So it's a low cost, and there's that immediate impact. I think you were getting at that, Terry, for donors who, when you give, you feel like you've done something. You immediately get that online thank you, and you get an email thank you, and I think that's really positive. Of course, we encourage all our nonprofits to thank in a letter and so forth too. We don't want everything to become computerized and automated, and that's part of being in a community and being you know all of us working together and connecting. We still want to have relationships in our nonprofits. So we're not trying to computerize the world, but we definitely want to make it easy to connect.
Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say that nonprofits have to have these multiple channels to reach donors, and that can be radio, it can be TV, it can be the newspaper, but it's also a handwritten note, it's a story, it's speaking in public. And so this is just a piece of the pie that a nonprofit or anybody really that's trying to reach a public audience needs to have in their toolbox.
So if I give next Tuesday, and when I give.
I was going to say when you give.
When I give next Tuesday.
That's right.
Let's make that clear.
Each time you give.
Each time I give, will I get right back a thank you?
Yeah, you absolutely will. You'll get an on-screen notification that it went through, and then immediately into your email box, you'll get it's a letter from us thanking you, and it includes our tax ID information, so you can keep it as a receipt for your tax records, but that's all right there for you. And after the event, actually, there is a place on that same website, thecommunitygive.org, where you can request a copy of your receipt if you accidentally delete the email. It doesn't stay up year-round, but for some time after the event, you can get a duplicate if you need one.
And the really nice thing is that every nonprofit that is participating will also get a downloadable version of every donor. So they are immediately following behind our thank you and tax ID information. They're going to be sending a thank you immediately behind us.
It's thecommunitygive.org. As we go along this morning, we'll talk about more things that you can see on that website. And that website, I know from last year, is the kind of thing that you're going to be looking at a lot next Tuesday, because it really becomes, it's like election night, where you're just watching.
Better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just watching the totals, and you do get into it.
It's really exciting. It's weird to describe a website as exciting, but it truly is. It's exciting to watch. It really, it's really fun. There's a lot of functionality in the website. We have even more functionality this year than we had last year. So you can search by category. If you love animals or you love the environment, you love arts and culture, there are you can click into the categories and you can see which nonprofits are represented and maybe learn about some that you hadn't heard about before. And that's kind of fun and exciting. And you can click into each nonprofit and you can see how many gifts they have, how many dollars they've raised. Yeah. And there's a prize tab on the leaderboard where you can see prizes that these nonprofits are winning as they're winning them.
We're going to talk more about the website and what you can see when we come back. It's thecommunitygive.org. And again, next Tuesday at this time, a week from now, you are going to want to be glued to that website all day. We're going to continue to talk about this and just what you will see on the website when we come back. Terry McNally, Lisa Beaver here from the Community Foundation. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
A week from now, it is the Community Give with the Community Foundation behind it, the Community Foundation of the Rappahannock River Region. Terry McNally here along with Lisa Beaver, and it's thecommunitygive.org, and that is where a week from now you're going to want to be following everything that that's going on. Lisa, as far as that website, a week from now, people will be able to follow things. There's a leaderboard that lets people follow along.
Yes. So right now, if you visit the website, you'll see the leaderboard has all of the nonprofits, and they're just arrayed in alphabetical order. But at midnight on May 5th, when this event starts, it starts to shuffle, and you'll see as nonprofits receive gifts, the ones that are raising the most money will start to come to the top. And because we have prizes for the most money raised, the most gifts received, things like that. So you'll be able to see how your favorite nonprofit is doing. And there's also a sort of a ticker that tells you how many hours left in the event and how much money has been raised. And last year when we went over $500,000, it was phenomenal. It just was fun. It was fun to see. So I am really excited to see what will happen this year. This year we have some new goals. I told you we had almost 5,000 gifts last year. We would like to see 7,500 gifts this year from the greater Fredericksburg region. And last year we raised $544,000 and change. This year, we would like to get over $750,000. And we are, by the way, if you want to email us, or we are taking guesses as to how much is actually going to be raised. It's kind of an office pool, and the prize is bragging rights for the year. But that's just something fun that we're doing behind the scenes.
I already made my my guess, and yeah, and I'm going to be right. So I'll be hearing from you.
All right,
you will. All year.
How many nonprofits are involved this year?
Well, we wanted to have, last year there were 115 nonprofits. This year we wanted to have 125, and we have 155 nonprofits. So that was a wonderful turnout for us. We're thrilled, and we have more than half of those nonprofits, at least, coming out to each of our training sessions that we've offered for how to get the most out of this event. We worked with the Center for Nonprofit Excellence. I was just told yesterday that our participation rate is really impressive, that they haven't seen such fantastic participation. So it's a little something even more to brag about our region. So I'm going to throw that in there.
And just the fact that you're offering this opportunity to get the most out of this, and that they're showing up, right. That shows that what interest there is in this.
Oh yeah, they're committed to their mission, and mm-hmm. they're committed to their donors. Absolutely, yeah,
they're definitely eager to learn. I know Lisa mentioned this already, but Germana Community College Workforce Development has been instrumental. Everybody over there has helped us make this happen. And they're a partner with us, and also the Center for Nonprofit Excellence in Charlottesville, Virginia. They have been incredible helping us get all this together. So, and of course, everybody at the Community Foundation, especially Lisa.
Oh, it's a team.
And you have, because Lisa, you've been the one who goes around and does a lot of the training and answering the questions.
I am. I'm the carny I'm the carny for the show. But because I love it. That's why I have the role I have at the Community Foundation, because I have such a heart for local nonprofits and the workers who make the magic happen, as far as serving different populations and being advocates for different charitable issues in the community. So I love that work, and I love that they're receptive to this.
To make something like this work, I mean, I know you have to have a lot of sponsors and a lot of people involved. You want to mention some of the other groups that are involved in helping make the Community Give a week from now go?
Well, about three quarters of the money comes from donors at the Community Foundation and the Community Foundation Board of Directors. $50,000 of it came from the Honeywell Charitable Fund, which, if you'll remember, that is the couple that won the lottery mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, and they have given us funding for prize money on that. And then we have an unrestricted fund at the Community Foundation called the Community Enrichment Fund, and the board agreed to allow that money to go to a wide array of nonprofits through this effort.
Yeah, when Terry mentions the money, so in addition to all the donations that pour into nonprofits, in order to sort of grease the wheels or build excitement to draw people's attention to the event, we have asked generous local sponsors if they will help us build a $100,000 prize pool. And we had a great response to that. So we have a number of companies and individuals in the community who have stepped forward to create this $100,000 prize pool. And when I say prizes, I mean it's essentially grants. It's general operating grants that go to the nonprofit. So it's not, these are not for individual winners like a lottery. This is an added way to raise money for these nonprofits. But Kayser Compressors is a new, obviously not new to this community, but a business that we are just getting to know at the Community Foundation that is incredibly generous to this community. And they have sponsored one of our grand prizes. And then we have a number of other companies, Atlantic Builders, Breeze Eastern, the Insurance Smith Agency, Simventions is on board this year, Union Bank and Trust, who supported us last year and again this year, Access Eye Center, the Hagerman Group, Kelly and Fitz Johnson, a local couple. Kelly's on our board of governors. In fact, she's our board president this year, Marstel Day. And we've had Stafford Printing, who has done all our beautiful printing. If you see our red posters around town and mm-hmm. our red stickers, and they've also supported the prize pool. And Terry already mentioned Germanic Community College, and we also had a company called Story Collaborative that helped provide a storytelling training to local nonprofits.
Well, and that just shows all of the numbers you've gone down. I mean, this is really a community give. I mean, the community from all sides and sectors is coming together.
Yes.
Something really interesting I heard about from Micah the other day, a local dentist, Dr. Arvan, has donated his morning on the community give for Micah patients. He's a dentist. And he said, well, it'd be more valuable if I donate my services to MICA patients. Why can't I participate in that way? So it's just really fantastic the different ways people are getting together and trying to figure out how to make this an entire day of giving.
We probably could come up with a dozen examples like that, because I know the Fredericksburg Main Street businesses are all supporting, and many of them have adopted a nonprofit that they are helping along, and it's just fantastic.
Well, it gives people an idea of different ways to give, and also, I think, to see that my gift isn't so little to these groups, that all the kind of the thought of that all of us together, it all adds up.
The average gift size last year, the average was, and we had some giant, we had a few exciting giant gifts, but the average gift, I think, was a little under $100. So when you think about averaging it in, it is many to get to $544,000. Mm-hmm. It is many small gifts that add up, and so it's a wonderful way for us all to have an impact.
What's the minimum size gift that a person has to give?
The website will take a gift of $10 or more. It's just, that's the bottom default for the platform that we use. And gifts of $25 or more can trigger different prizes for the nonprofits. And then, of course, the max on your credit card is really the maximum gift you could make, but that's between you and your bank.
Well, and it does pay the way you have it set up with these gifts for people to either stay up late or give early, but give throughout the whole time.
Yes, we know from nerds like myself who care about crowdfunding that the stronger you start, the stronger you finish. So we do have some prizes that we call our Power Hour prizes. So the nonprofit that gets the most unique gifts between midnight and 1 a.m. Three nonprofits, first, second, and third, will get $2,000 in addition to their gifts. And then we do that again from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and at some other times during the day. But we do try to front load it so that people can late risers can wake up and see what excitement has happened over the night.
It's the Community Give. It is a week from today, and the website to follow that day, and even now, just to check it out and kind of know what you're looking for beginning next week, thecommunitygive.org, thecommunitygive.org. Lisa Beaver, Terry McNally here from the Community Foundation. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Coming up now on 830.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
A week from today, it is the Community Give, and we're talking about that with Terry McNally and Lisa Beaver of the Community Foundation. We've been talking just totally about the Community Give and not about a little bit about the Community Foundation, Lisa. Tell people what you're here for and what you do.
So the Community Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we were started in 1997 in the city of Fredericksburg and surrounding counties. And we are a collection of permanent charitable funds that benefit our community. We just work with generous local people who want to make an impact. We facilitate grant making on their behalf. And we try to be community leaders when it comes to philanthropy. So, just great causes and generous folks. We're the connector.
Yeah. In addition to the Community Give, and I know it's going to be hard to understand that we're also doing multiple other things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. We just got finished with our scholarship readers. We had almost 400 applicants.
That's
right. 400 applicants to our scholarships. We have made decisions on those applicants and the awards. They'll be notified this week, and we're having a scholarship reception at the end of May. We also have coming up in June and July, our Duff Green applicants will be open for applicants. Our Youth and Philanthropy will open. We have a gift from a donor that passed away, the On Sturdy Fund, which is around animal welfare. And so there are a lot of other grants that are available for nonprofits throughout the community. We have two new software systems at the Community Foundation, online grant making. So if somebody wants to apply for a grant, it's now all online. New software for our investments. So it has been a crazy 2 years, and we're ready to wrap up the really hard part and celebrate that we've made it through without without killing each other, frankly.
Well, you mentioned a few minutes ago about the family that won the lottery.
Uh-huh.
And, and used a portion of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people can do. People can come to the Community Foundation, and you can administer
money like that.
Yeah,
we have over 140 different funds, named funds, at the Community Foundation. Just last month in our newsletter, I brought you a copy there, Ted. You'll see that Joe Wilson and his wife Mary are on the front. They've opened a fund at the Community Foundation. Jeff and Charlotte Rouse opened a fund this week. Ron Holmes and his wife Ann opened a fund. So we're just busy going through and talking to people about funds. And there's many more. I just haven't mentioned them, but we're busy talking to people about how they can sustain philanthropy in their lives every day of the year, and have that part of their life and their children's life.
I'm glad you mentioned the Duff Green Fund when you were talking about upcoming things that we're doing at the Community Foundation when we're looking out past the Community Give event, because I think that fund is a great example that could show the listeners really what we do. So Mr. Green, many people know the park that is named after him, but a very generous citizen. And in his will, he left the remainder of his estate to the community foundation. And the stipulation was that we would make grants on his behalf after he had passed for the things that he supported while he was alive. So he supported recreation, youth, and preservation efforts. So now we have invested these funds, and each year we distribute 5%, which is each year is over $100,000, thanks to his generosity, that we're able to invest back into the community for parks, for youth serving programs, for historic preservation projects, preserving the intent of donors in perpetuity is really what the Community mm-hmm. Foundation is about.
We've got some great grant making around preservation. We have such an incredible community. We're so lucky to have some of the most valuable assets as far as our history is concerned right here in the region. We've got donors that are concerned about being able to fund their project. Paula Felder, we just did the Virginia Heritage Fund. Paula Felder gave for that, for research. It's just amazing how many great things have come out of people's wishes.
So if someone's interested in doing something with some money, just contact the Community Foundation?
The Community Foundation, right, 540-373-9292. And you can speak, anybody in the office can speak to what we do and how we go about it. And
I think most donors, I always hear back that donors are surprised at how simple really it is. Really, I think some of the hardest part is thinking about where you want to give, and it really takes sometimes less, a day or a week just to get a fund agreement settled upon, and it's quite easy actually.
Right. When it's time to give away the money, that's when they have to say, really, what are we trying to accomplish? And so that's where we actually come in and work with donors in that way. So a lot of great things going on.
373-9292 for the Community Give. If you have some money and you'd like to talk to them about some ways that you can really make an impact in the community. The Community Give takes place a week from today, from midnight to midnight. It's 24 hours.
Yep.
And are both of you going to be up all 24 hours at some point?
I think we're going to be up 22. That's our goal. 22. Last year we said, we're going to sleep from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and I don't think any of us, I think we tried to go home at 2 o'clock and then back at 5, and you just can't sleep.
It's
so excited.
Exciting.
But it's too exciting. You're afraid of what you missed. I know I had my phone beside my bed and I was looking at it the whole time. It was useless to even go home.
I can't remember which one of you, because when I looked at it early that morning, I sent one of you or maybe both of you an email and saying, wow, this is great. And you responded right away.
Yeah.
And I just thought, go to bed.
It's impossible. Last year I did lay down for a few minutes and I just looked at the ceiling because the adrenaline is incredible.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. $750,000 is the goal this year. We're talking about prizes, the money that you have for prizes. Do you have grand prizes?
We do. So this year, last year we had a grand prize, a second place, and a third place. And those were just around, for which nonprofits received the most gifts. This year, our prize philosophy is more is more. So this year we have three grand prizes. We have the Community Foundation grand prize, which will go to the nonprofit that raises the most money on May 5th during the community gift.
So that one will come, you get that at the end. You'll know at the end.
Yes, exactly. Yes. There's a period of time where the leaderboard will show, you can see right on the leaderboard who mm-hmm. raised the most, but we don't announce the official winners until we let the dust settle a little bit as far as the accounting that goes on, and then we'll announce official, but typically what you see on the board is what you'll see.
Yeah.
But the Community Foundation Prize for most money raised, we have the community, the Kaiser Compressors Prize will go to the nonprofit that receives the most unique gifts. So, and that's gifts of $25 or more. So they may not raise the most on the community give, but they will have touched the most people. So that's a special prize. And we really believe that nonprofits that are reaching out, getting the message of the great work that they're doing out to many people have long-term advantages. So that's why we designed that prize that way. And this year we have a third grand prize where a nonprofit can win a permanently endowed fund at the Community Foundation. And each of these are $10,000 value prizes. So this, the third prize that I mentioned, the Community Enrichment Fund prize, will be a $10,000 fund at the Community Foundation invested in perpetuity for the benefit of the nonprofit that wins it. And each year will receive distributions from that fund for as long as you know, there are banks.
or as long as they're in business.
Right. I was surprised last year at the number of nonprofits that I didn't know were around here. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like I was pretty connected. I knew kind of what different groups. And there were a number of groups that did quite well last year that I had never heard of.
And that's great. That tells me that this event is successful. I'll tell you that I feel like I kind of have an ear to the ground of what the nonprofits are in the community, and I am continually surprised as well. We have a ferret rescue involved this year. I didn't know we had a ferret rescue.
No, that's a new one I made.
I have two different nonprofit motorcycle clubs that do great fundraising work. There's one that supports families of law enforcement, and just a great group of people doing great charitable work in the community and are participating. You can see them all, of course, on thecommunitygive.org. And we have actually 10 different categories this year. So we have animal groups like the one I mentioned, arts and culture groups, museums, nonprofit studios and so forth, community improvement groups that just focus on an issue or that affects our whole community. We have education groups, environment groups. This year, there are so many groups doing great work around food insecurity and hunger that we have a separate group with 9 different nonprofits, 9 different local food pantries, food banks, et cetera, that are all part of that. We have health organizations. We have human services organizations. Historic preservation, like Terry brought up, and then we have a big number of youth development organizations as well. So everyone's represented in the impact.
I'm glad you mentioned that the website is The Community Give, because before you came in this morning, I thought I'll just check it out, because I remember last year was the leaderboard and the gives you the countdown of the days, and I kept typing in communitygive.org, and that wasn't it, and I couldn't find it. So it's important to remember it is The Community Give.
That's right. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I would hate for folks not to be able to find that website. So yes, thecommunitygive.org.
And when people are giving money on the day of the Community Give on May the 5th from midnight to midnight, the money goes to – people need to give the money to that organization, not the Community Foundation. Is that right?
Actually, everything comes through the Community Foundation. Fortunately, since we're a 501c3 nonprofit, all the gifts are, you know, tax deductible like any other nonprofit gift would
okay.
be. But all the gifts come to there. In fact, we are having a donation station on May 5th at our offices. So from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., we actually will have some folks in the community that want to bring a check in. And the checks will be made out to the Community Foundation with their favorite nonprofit in the memo.
Okay.
But the gifts will definitely come through the Community Foundation. And then we will do the accounting on it, and we'll issue a check so that the nonprofit will get their gifts and their prizes in one check.
Okay.
And donors can, at the donation station on May the 5th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., they can also come by with their credit card, and we'll help them put that in if they need some help with that. Or if they just want to have their photo taken, and we'll be doing a lot of social media around that, and hopefully we're going to get a lot of people to be able to show that they're giving on that day.
What I've seen from nonprofits around the area is any indication. A lot of them, I guess, have for months been talking about the Community Give and putting things on the website or sending things out with the little logo. So
there's some amazing work behind the scenes, and I think that we won't know exactly what everybody's doing until the day of, and then we're all going to be just so surprised that, that this is happening. We're very excited.
I hope that all the listeners out there will make a gift during the Community Give. And I also hope that if you're on social media like Twitter or Facebook, I hope you'll share and reshare the ones that mean the most to you. And we have an image that's just yesterday it started going around that says, I'm giving. And it has a little arrow that points up to your profile picture when you're on Facebook. And I have this vision of Facebook just turning a cheerful red on May 5th or you know, the day before. So I hope everybody will share these images.
Feel free to steal that off the communitygive.org or our Facebook page.
I heard one of your presentations, Lisa, a month or so ago, and you mentioned something that for people that participate, you'll be able to tell people, especially if whatever the final goal is, whether it's 750,000 or more, like my guess is. But you can that's something that you'll be able to say, I was part of that, and this is significant money, and money that raised in a 24-hour period that this area has never seen.
Yes, it will be exciting, and I really, it's hard for me to get words around what it feels like to be part of that. But I hope that everybody gets to enjoy that with me. I think so many times you can focus on the negative. A lot of times in the online fundraising world, you see a lot of money raised around a crisis or around, whether it's a weather event or, you know, something that happens. And isn't it wonderful that we can focus on something positive? We can focus on great work being done in our community, this community that we love, that we're so fortunate to live in. I just love that we can all come together and celebrate that for a day. It's fantastic.
TheCommunityGive.org is the website. The Community Give is a week from today on May the 5th. Terry McNally, Lisa Beaver here. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It's the Community Give. It is a week from today. It lasts for 24 hours, and it's your chance to give to nonprofits around the area. TheCommunityGive.org is the website. Terry McNally and Lisa Beaver, both from the Community Foundation here. And in the final few minutes, I'll give you the chance to just kind of give a pep talk to people and just some things that they need to know as we're now a week out from the event. Again, the goal of $544,000 is roughly what you raised last year, $750,000 the goal this year.
Yeah. First thing I'm going to say is everybody breathe. And just it's going to happen. All of this hard work that they put together and together everybody's promoting each other. It's going to happen. And you know, just take your time. Make sure you thank your donors. Make sure you connect with them. Let them know what you're doing. And know that the donors out there know that this is going for good causes and good work around the community.
That's a great point. I remember last year during the event, our website is, it's really quite state of the art, thecommunitygive.org. It's, our event is part of Give Local America, which is a national day of giving, and other communities around the country are also raising funds during the same period of time. But I know that during the heat of the moment, when you are watching that, counter count up the money and count down the amount of time in the event, even like a half second delay feels like the website is stalled out, but it's, you do just need to breathe and let it have just a half a second to reload and it will all work. So I think that that is a great tip, Terry.
We have a war room. It's called the War Room. And that's what the website is actually called, is the War Room. And Lisa and Chris Rep, who is our board member and the lead on this for us, has been incredible. And Casey will be in there working the war room, and others and I will be out front at the donation station. So we're ready.
Yeah. If things that I think of that I would love listeners to know, go ahead and mark your calendar now. You don't want to access. Hopefully there will be no way you can miss it on May 5th. Hopefully you'll be hearing about it all over the place. But go ahead and mark your calendar now. Think about who you might want to give to. You can check out the website at thecommunitygive.org now to see who's available to give to. If you have a chance to hang up a poster on behalf of one of these hardworking nonprofits, you will be doing them a great service. And if you can share their emails or Facebook posts with other generous people, please do that. I think that can really be impactful. And if you have a chance to say thank you to our generous sponsors, they really are the fuel that sparks this all off, the spark that ignites it all. So if you have a chance to thank them, I think that's very called for.
Yeah, one of our sponsors, Marcel Day, was really interested because of all the environmental agencies or organizations that we've got engaged. It's just amazing how sponsors and donors can find that one area of interest, and then they click on that little icon on our website, thecommunitygive.org, and see that there are so many good nonprofits doing the work.
Yeah, it's a week from today, and it runs for 24 hours, and it's an exciting time. And if you go to thecommunitygive.org, even now, you see what's there. You see the countdown, and when next Wednesday, just to see everything, whether it's a leaderboard and all of that, will be great.
There, one thing that you'll see when you just go to the homepage is what's called a multi-give form. Because in my experience in doing this work, generous people are generous people, and they don't just have one favorite nonprofit. If they care about a number of them, and so you can actually key in a variety of nonprofits and make a small gift to each of them.
You mentioned the donation station. Real quick, Lisa,
donation station?
Yes.
We've talked about it. 725 Jackson Street. That's behind Union Bank and Trust and by Maury Field.
I was going to say right by Maury Stadium. Mm-hmm. Terry McNally, Lisa Beaver here. Thank you very much. Thank you for the community give.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you.
Thanks for having
Ted,
us. We'll see you after.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.